This is the greatest talk show on Block Talk Radio.
There is no time. 20 minutes or forever. It's a crapshoot that no one can understand. Missing time, missing realities, missing ages, 1 second less, an eternity. Lost. Every second, every minute, every moment of your life, gone in an eternity. Every minute is an eternity. Every second is an eternity. Every lifetime that you live exists is an eternity. Tonight we will explore that. What is eternity? What is existence? And where do we go from here? The world is an unenviable place that we all must live. And every moment and every second, every choice that we make dictates the next, and so on and so forth. Mark would say there is no time. Time does not exist. It is a construct of humanity. I agree. Eternity. Infinity. It's less than one. One is greater than infinity. Are you the one? We are the one. This is the one. The greatest talk show. Hello, I'm Hollywood Tony P, and tonight we are going to explore everything that has been lost in eternity. Every minute that has been lost, every lifetime that has been changed by eternity. Existence itself wanders through the universe, and existence lives in eternity. What is lost will be found, and we will find it here live tonight. You are listening to perhaps the greatest talk show that will ever be. You are here listening to the truth as told by the narrators, me, Mark, us. We are your guides. We are your companions. We will show you, we will guide you, we will learn you, we will live you, we will understand what it means to wander the lost worlds of eternity. The lost worlds. What is lost? Can it be found? What is here? Can it be won? Can it be gone? Can it be found? Can it be here? Can it be there? I don't know. But we're going to find out. 619-924-0815 is the number. If you want to call in, there's a lot to talk about tonight. The phone call that is heard throughout eternity will happen. We will unearth, unmask, and reveal eternity. And we will find all that is lost in time and space. Right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, the answer you've been looking for will be revealed. Is it here? Is it there? No. It's everywhere. And with that, we'll be back after this.
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do, we do.
Who leads Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians on their wraps?
We do, we do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg?
Fish of their sight.
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do. We do.
The lost worlds of eternity. What is eternity? Eternity is everything. Eternity is existence. Eternity is the nothingness that exists after everything was. Eternity. Would you want to live for eternity? Throughout time and space? Well, according to Mark the Arcturian, we have lived, and we are living, and we have remembered all through everything, existence, eternity. We've been around since the beginning of time and before that, and we will be around long after. The shell that we live in is just that. The shell that we are. The shell that we are in the now. Mr. Arcturian from the USS Arcturus, wandering the ether and the galaxy. Eternity. Now.
Good God, Tony, what are you doing to our show?
I'm making it about a topic, an idea, a thought. Heck with that topic. Why should we be talking about things?
It's all good stuff, dude.
What is eternity, Mark? What do you think? If somebody were to say, explain eternity to us, how would Mark the Arcturian explain eternity?
Okay, according to Arcturian quantum philosophy, it takes an eternity to get to this instant.
Okay.
I'm trying to plug in here. Why isn't my thing working? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes. Your voice is wandering through eternity.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. See, if you ask the sun, what time is it? What will he say? Well, it's now. It's the same time it was when you were born. Well, Mr. Sun, what day is it? When is tomorrow, Mr. Sun? There is no tomorrow. And so that's the only way that I've been able to grasp the meaning of eternity, Tony, is to one, which is the sun, who never sees darkness or night, it's always the same time. To the sun, it's always now. It's so hard for humanity, for humans, us, and as I used to tell Captain Kirk, Well, after all, Jim, I am a half human. as humans, we're stuck in the before, now, and later linear time continuum. But it doesn't exist. It's such an illusion that we don't even realize it. Time is an invention, a creation of universe herself to keep everything from appearing to happen all at once, which it did, does, I mean, is, does, it is all at once. If I could continue, if you program a computer, and I've worked this out, Tony, because I wondered what the heck is going on here. Everything that happened, happened in the blink of an eye to God. It was over in an instant. Okay, so imagine you program a computer to play checkers. And you program on all the moves and the board and the red and black squares. And you say, go, tell me what are the best moves to win the game. It plays 52,386 games in 0.001 second, right? But it still maintains all the games in its head. But you have to slow it down so much to see all the games in action. And it just gives you the correct moves. There's no way a human mind, us here on Earth, in this world, can compute all the moves, all 52,386 moves, to know which we're doing right.
There is only the one move that moves us forward. But what about those other moves, the other 52,000 moves that didn't win, didn't occur, didn't happen, right? Those
right.
are lost. Those are the existences that are don't
right.
exist.
Okay.
Those are the
okay.
They're
going
the,
on
the
time
the,
stream. I get it.
You're
gone.
Yeah, so those are the concepts. Those are the realities that
right.
didn't work.
Right.
Because you've said before
right.
on this show that we are the furthest we've gone before. We are the furthest that we've
right,
ever been.
Right. Right. Right.
And we have come. But that means that there are failed existences. There are failed worlds.
Right. Yes, of
being.
Course. Of course, Tony. Yes, of course. We tried this 52,385 times, and we fail every single flipping time. Now, let me. This is good. This just came up. Thank you, by the way, Dad. Edison had 10,000 fails creating a light bulb. And when we asked, how did it feel to fail 10,000 times? Edison said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 times. 10,000 ways the light bulb wouldn't work first. You
and
see?
Then the 10,000th first time he stole it from Tesla. And
right.
Futures.
Yes. Okay, yes. That's a different show, but yes, you're correct. Okay, that's great. I love that. But the statement is true. I failed my way to success, and so have you. You failed your way to right where you are right now. And there's no such thing as failure, only you haven't learned from your, quote, mistake. But unfortunately, it's according to the second law of the universe, number two, it's impossible to make a mistake. Don't ask me what rule number one is. I've been trying to figure out what that is for years. But rule number two is it's impossible to make a mistake.
Rule number one is I will not talk about Fight Club. That is rule number one.
rule number one is I will not appear on the greatest talk show.
Yes.
And here you got me on the show anyways.
But my thought process goes to, in all of those failed attempts, those failed tries, those failed times,
right.
there were some
right.
things that did succeed. But for the greater
right.
whole, they didn't. Now, imagine being there. Imagine being in a failed existence, a failed universe,
okay.
knowing
well,
that
doesn't take much. I think I'm in one now.
Well, yes, but we are in the right one, right? So
right.
imagine achieving the right answer to a question that wasn't asked, and yet it is dismissed because it wasn't good enough to make it to the now. Where it was, imagine all the amazing things that were lost in the attempts to get us to here and now. Imagine all of the wonderful things that were discovered and were discarded through existence because it did not fit in the model that moves us forward. And those things are lost now. And will never
are
be.
Are they really? No, they can't be lost. Tony, they can't be lost. That's impossible. Sorry.
Why?
In fact, the conflict is because we remember them, and we remember they didn't work. And so this time, when we try to do the same thing, Spirit says, dude, you tried that once. Remember last time? It didn't work at all. Right?
Yes, it didn't work. But
it gives a course correction.
But there are other yeah. things that you learned there that are forgotten, that are gone because and
no,
you said we remember.
It's
we
impossible
remember
they're forgotten, Tony. You remember everything. It's impossible they're forgotten.
So all that is lost has been found in the now.
What's that?
All that is lost has been found in the now. All that was
right.
and all the 10,000 whatever times we tried
right.
and failed, the
yeah.
now is the culmination of that, and all that was lost will be revealed here because it is the
yes.
rest. Yes or yes?
Okay, so yes, we're saying exactly the same thing. They just cannot be forgotten. If you learned it once in another time, and then came back and did it again. They're in our cellular memory, for lack of a better word right now. Haven't you ever had the feeling like I've done this before, and this one time I tried it this way and it didn't fucking work. I'm gonna do it the other way.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh, sorry. I'm just flipping the other way. All right. We can edit that out. And well, your favorite line is, I'm not editing shit, which I beeped out, by the way, in the movie. Thank God Joe's not here. I mean,
it's okay. It's okay because I think about that. I think about that a lot. I think about the idea
what?
That in the failed attempts, right,
yeah.
beings have
yeah.
existed and died and didn't live.
52,385 times, right, right.
Yes, yes, but those. What happens to
yeah.
those souls, those beings who will never be
no.
because they were not
no.
right? It was not right for the
no.
moving forward. No?
No. There's only one soul, and that's you. And it's all about your own trip through Disneyland here. There are no others. I mean, Shakespeare said it best, Tony. All the world's your stage. All the men and women merely your players who struck their hour upon your stage, and when they played the parts you have given them. You like that? I heard
yes,
no more.
I do, but we're talking about us. I want to talk about them. I want to talk about those who did not make it, who were forgotten because they did not.
They still exist where they always existed. No, they still exist because once God creates, he cannot uncreate. They still exist where they always existed, which is the same reason my mother and father still exist, even though they went home a long time ago. Is because they still exist where they always existed, which was inside one, as on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of heaven lies within. So they resist. They still exist in heaven, which is inside you, which is where they always were, projected outside where you thought you could see them.
So they are not forgotten.
I know, buddy, it's forgotten. Well, I suppose they could be.
Let me enlighten you for a second, okay? So
would
I
you?
I will, yes. Okay, so I existed in a life that wandered through existence or eternity, as it were, going forward. And for some reason, the future of that existence no longer was. And it was a future that had lasted thousands and thousands of years. And it crumbled and it disappeared into existence.
Do you have recollection of this?
Yes. There was a future that was and that no longer was.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is all those beings that never were or never are or never have been,
right,
you're saying that they are still there because God cannot create something that doesn't exist. So where do they exist?
I said he cannot uncreate. And if you just said a being that never existed. Okay, if it never existed, then it doesn't exist. But if it existed once, it still exists because God cannot uncreate. Continue.
But what if it's not here, though? Those people, those children that I had, that life that I had, does not exist anymore.
Oh, I had hundreds of them, dude, and they're not apparently here according to our earthly eyes, but they still exist in God's existence, which is eternal and infinite, where they always existed in the other times. They still exist, but not this time around.
So they're not lost.
Oh, my God, how can they be? They existed once, they exist forever. If God creates it once, it exists forever. You know, it's a really tight paradox.
Those physical beings are no longer inhabiting the existence that we call the now. They are no longer...
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter, Tony. You are not in the flesh. You are in the spirit. And if so, the very spirit of God dwells within you. So the you that we're talking about that is them that no longer appear to be in front of our earthly eyes still exist in some other parallel or whenever we live through that life again. They still exist in the eons of God's eternity, but just not right now because that didn't work. And that's why you get to the saying that I said that you quote that I love. Thank you very much. This must be the most correct we've ever gotten it because we've never gotten this far before. We've tried 32,852 times before, and it didn't work. So this must be the most correct we've ever gotten it. I've never been this old before. So we're on the front of the ship, the front of the bow, while it's creating the whatever. What is it that the ships create in the front? Those two waves that go on either side of the ship that people surf on. You know, we're on the front wave, and everybody's still here, and that is so fucking weird, Tony. To a human, everybody's still here. And you know, and I know, that I wish and you wish you could just fucking wake up and all your friends would still be here. And all the kids you didn't have, and all your wives that love you, and I wish they could all just be right here, right now, in heaven. I don't know why we can't do that, dude, but that's just the way it is.
We are the needle pulling.
I'm Mark
Yarturian,
and we'll be right back on the Greatest Talk Show.
No. We are the needle pulling the thread.
Exactly.
The thread that makes it's funny because we are not. All right, we are the needle pulling thread, and yet the future exists, right? The future is there. History and time has been written all the way to the end of time. Every second, every moment that we exist, it creates the future, and it is there. And
okay, so correct your statement, please.
I'm just saying that we, in the present, are controlling everything, because we are the front of the needle. We know that the future does exist, even though the past doesn't exist.
Well, no, stop. No, the future does not exist. It already happened.
Yes, after every second, it happens until the end of time.
Yes, it already happened. It does not exist. It already happened. I mean, so yes, it still exists because it already happened. But let's be precise about this, right?
Then let's be precise. Go ahead.
I don't know. Time is an invention of God himself to keep everything from appearing to happen all at once, which it already did. Done deal. Time over. We're all reunited. We're back with God, and we win. If you read the end of the book, we win. And
yes, we win, but we're not. But we are not at the end of the book right now, and yet we are the front of the needle. We are the needle pulling the thread.
Right.
Even
okay.
though
I get you. I get it.
It's funny because you would think that the far future, as far as it goes, that would be the front of the needle, right? You would think that that would be the where it starts from, but it's not.
Right.
We
right.
are the front of the – we are creating every bit of everything as we go. And, yes, you said
okay,
that it
let
is
me
all
take,
remembered.
All
it
right,
already had
all right.
exist. And it's already, yes.
Let me take a look at that. We are the front of – but if it's already happened, we can't be the front of the needle –
can because it's already happened, but we're making it happen. That's the point. The point is
no.
we are making it. Yes, we
no.
are. We
no.
are.
Sorry.
We are the front. No. We are the needle pulling the thread, Mark. I'm telling you as all I know is that.
Okay. I really hear you. We're making it happen because that's how it was foredestined that we do this greatest talk show and discuss concepts which are far beyond those of mortal men. And so it is happening in the current, so it's already happened. So I get it. Yes, we are making it happen. I get
yes.
it. But that's just us
yes.
doing our job. That's just us fulfilling our purpose, isn't it?
Well, yes, but the funny thing is that the future exists in the past. We agree that it's a cyclical thing. The future, yeah, when it ends, the end is the beginning, right? We've discussed this. The end is the beginning,
right.
So the future lies in the past. But if we
right.
are the needle pulling the thread, we are creating
right.
the future that exists in the past. So we are in control of existence, of eternity.
Yes, we are in control of existence, yes.
And this is the greatest talk show. We'll be right back.
Okay.
After this.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood Cavey, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 6 to 4, Wilbur.
Act now, include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
Or
We're back on the American Radio Network. Hey. The Kaleidoscope. We're back on the Kaleidoscope. Mr. Arcturian, how is your ship? Is it fluxing correctly?
No, it's fine at 18,000. Oops, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Some smartphone.
Hello,
okay.
It's a dumb phone.
Yes, a dumb phone. Yes, it's orbiting fine at 18,000 miles in geosynchronous orbit above our planet. More important, as you know, it's a galaxy class with multi-dimensional drive, which also means time travel. And the problem with people trying to figure out time travel is they want to transport their matter, this body. You know, luminous beings are we, said Yoda, not this crude matter. We are luminous beings. So all you have to transport is the consciousness, and then you create the body out of the, you know, the molecules, atoms, planks, string that are there at the available time. You don't send the whole matter through time and space. You don't, you know, if you're going to Arcturus, 37 light years away to here, you don't transport a body, just a consciousness. And then you recreate some crude matter that here that looks like Tony P, a funny little green alien like my favorite Martian, out of the available plank and string. Okay.
But that is time travel, consciousness. People don't understand. The time travel is sending your consciousness back into a previous self, and you can, and that goes to my theory that as long as you are connected by blood and lineage, my great grandson can transfer his consciousness back to me now.
Right.
That's time travel. Because we share the same neurons, the brain waves, etc. You can't send physical objects through the time stream because that's not how it works. And everything's moving backwards. We know that, which is why people see visions of the future, why people understand, because everything's moving backwards. Because we've talked about this on the Greatest Talk Show, that the Big Bang happened and it goes to the future, right? And there are two possible destinations for existence. Either it's a closed universe where it goes to the end and then it goes backwards, or it's a finite universe where it goes forward and it keeps going to absolute zero. Now, I personally believe that when it gets to the end, it will reverse itself backwards.
Right.
We've talked about this, whereas Genesis
Revelation. Okay.
So Genesis is
not
after
only
Revelation. Go ahead.
Just tell me when.
No, I'll tell you when. Right now.
Not only have we discussed it, in my very first film, 2012 A to Z, A Galaxial Adventure of Disney-esque proportion, which has now been seeing over a third of a million people, I discuss where the reverse Big Bang, where everything contracted back to the size of a pea that it used to be, and then re-expanded. It's so cyclical that we won't even notice it.
But there are some of us who do notice it, Mark. Like, there are some of us who are very much aware of the fact that the future has happened, and it is happening. And you know what I thought? I sometimes alter course in my life. And I do things because I know that it's not the right way, but I feel like, fuck it, I'll just, you know, alter course. And so I change the future. But you know what? I don't care about them because they don't matter because we are the head of the needle. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We make our future what it is, and thus we make the past what it is. We create our existence. We create eternity. We create everything because we are the head of the needle. We are the now. And whatever happens from now to then doesn't matter because we then will go back to the past and start again.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because they don't matter. What it matters is now. We matter. We are here. Now on the Greatest Talk Show, we are here now existing. We are here making everything exist because we have that power and we are what we are and we know what we are. And if I could impart to anybody out there listening, you have the ability. You are right now the creator of everything that you are and then everything you will be and everything you have been. I am sitting in a room with somebody who I made that future happen. I created my existence unknowingly, but it is how it is because I am in control of my eternity. We are the masters of the universe. I have the power.
Did I just alter one of your senses? You are not in control of what's happening. You are in agreement with what is happening.
Yes,
I don't control jack shit. I don't control anything, but I'm in agreement with what is going on.
Well, we're all in agreement, Mark. That's the point is tonight to discuss. I titled the show "The Lost Worlds of Eternity." And I kind of wanted to do it where lost in eternity, but I thought there are existences out there that, like we said, that didn't work, that we're in the, you know, and I wanted to explore that. I wanted to explore the difference that the things that didn't work. Why didn't it work in those other 10,000 or whatever?
I have it for you. When I was my early 20s, I met a gal. I was doing a talent show at the Pacifica Hotel in Los Angeles. Big talent show. And she walked in with some guy with a guitar case. And she was my woman. She was my wife. She was the chick ever. You know, won a ball. She was it. And I only saw her from the back. And she was in this sweater. And when her, the guy that she came with was got up on stage, I went by her, you know, I meandered by her table and said, "Oh, I see your husband is up on stage singing." And she said, "Oh, he's not my husband." So I magically produced my Mark the Magician card. Ching! "Well, here's my card. Do you have a card? Would you write me one?" And she gave me her number. And 2-3 days later, I called her. It was her 19th birthday. And we went out, and I asked her out bowling. And we never went bowling. We only, you know, made out in the back of my car and then went to my apartment in Hollywood. And we had 2 great years. So then I made a mistake, and we broke up. I stepped out on her, and we broke up. And we went off for 23 other years together. I mean, apart. She married somebody else, and I married somebody else. And we all had kids with other people. And then 23 years later, it was always her. And she was down there all by herself. I didn't know that. It was always him, Marco. And so I went to go pick her up, and then we had 10 more years together. So 36 years I've known her, spent most of our time apart. And I think that has something to do with what you just asked.
You think or you
about,
know?
About, okay, hang on.
Mark,
stop.
No, I want you to expand. expound on that future that could have been. Tell me
right.
about
that
what
that could have been. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So when we were kids, if I hadn't made a mistake, we would have never split up and married other people. She was perfect. We were perfect. And I made a bad boo-boo. And then we split up. So we still saw each other, no matter how much who we were with. She was married, and I was with, you know, one of my 300 wives. And we still saw each other and slept together. And we realized when we finally got back together after 23 years, we've been at this 50,000 times around. It never fucking worked. That's why we didn't get married together and have kids, because it didn't work that time. Because that was the time, this must be the most correct we ever got. See what I mean, Tony? We tried having kids one other time, and it didn't work. So we came back this time, being apart from each other, anyways, and then we got back together, and it worked. And then now, she's down in L.A., and I'm up here, and you know I'm still married to her, and she's still married to me. And 50,000 fucking times we've tried not ending up together. And I said, honey, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to see if we can, you know, upset fate and not end up together. Well, it looks like I've done pretty good, because we divorced since Christmas. But I don't believe it, Tony. I don't believe that we're done. We've tried it so many fucking thousand times around. It's Groundhog Day, okay? It's Groundhog Day, the movie.
I had a dream of this little black boy, right? And he was stuck in an endless... He was stuck in an endless loop for what amounted to probably like a million years. And this poor kid was stuck in this loop of a million years doing the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over.
Right.
Now, I say that because every minute of the second of every day, I live my entire life till the end of time, come back to where I went back to, and then live to now. And I, the end of my life, the closer I get to the end of my life, the further I will have come. Because I know at the end of my life, when I die, when I'm surrounded, when I die, I will end up transferring my consciousness back to myself, and I know exactly when it was, and then I will live again up until that moment. So I'm taking this as an opportunity to learn everything that I can. Like when I tried to learn Kung Fu, I'm a yellow belt in Kung Fu, but I've done that yellow belt millions and millions of times.
Yeah.
So I'm the best yellow belt who's ever existed in the history of time, because that's why I'm so good at everything I do. It's not because I'm good at it. It's because I've done it a billion fucking times. And like I said, I will know when I get to the end of my life, I will go back to when I did and then be there and then finally move forward. But I know, because I know that at the end of my life, I am going back to my previous self. I have all those memories, and I'm with myself. I am currently with myself right now, moving to the future. And I when I get to that point, I will finally reach the point where I can escape this infinite loop that I'm in and move on. But it's a slow-moving process, because you know we are at the furthest point that we've ever been, right? We're always the furthest point we've ever been. And we're slowly moving forward, slowly creeping forward. And so I have no choice but to exist until there. And when I finally do, I can rest. But I won't rest, because then I move on to the next phase of existence, which is then I can get my work can truly begin. Once I get past this going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, I finally get to the point where I'm at the end of my life, and I've completed my circles, and I've completed that infinite loop, and I finally
got... Oh, boy, Tony.
And then my work can begin. Which is
that's
bad.
Good stuff, dude. Good work, dude. That's good work.
I know, but I don't like waiting for it. Like, because I know everything that's going to happen in my life.
I don't like waiting for it either.
I don't like, do you like
Come
waiting
on,
for
Come on, hurry
it?
Up.
Do you like waiting for the future to happen? Do you like waiting for...
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah, sure.
Today we watched, what the fuck, the Disney movie... where the kid went to the future, Meet the Robinsons, right? So he went to the future, He saw his family in the future, he saw everything that was, and then he went back in time to the present. And then when he got back to the present and he fixed everything that he needed to do, he saw the beginning of his future. And I thought to myself, I would really love that. I would love to finally get to the point where I can see the beginning of my future, and then it will all just unfold. And we're close. Who wouldn't? Exactly. But we're sitting here right now discussing it, and both of us know that we have not achieved our full potential here.
Right.
And we've not
done
what we needed to do, because it's coming. The world is coming. It's coming. The future will smack you in the face. And it's gonna fucking happen.
Right.
But so now we're sitting
Let me put it this way. My time has not yet come. My time is coming. It stands even at the door.
But it's the wait is killing. It's
and
killing
we'll be
me.
Back right after this on the greatest talk show on our territory.
No, but seriously, you know, the weight is killing you, right? I mean, you know, we know we have a destiny. We know we have a purpose. We know we have a charge. My charge in my life, I kind of know what it is. But we're waiting for that thing. That we're waiting, and everybody's waiting for it. Everybody's waiting for the event. I don't know what this event is, but it's going to change everything. And the only way to do it is prepare yourself, right? So to not be one of the lost worlds of eternity, to not be one of the failed times, but you can't be. Like you said, it won't be. We're going through it, and we're in the furthest we've come, but there's a lot more
We've already done the failed times. We've already failed 485 times. This is 32,386 times where we haven't failed yet. Right.
So, yeah, it's just the waiting on the world to change. I keep waiting on the world. But it's true. And everybody's, I guarantee you, Mark, we're not the only one. We're not the only ones sitting here waiting for the future to happen, for our purpose to reveal itself. But we have to sit
I get a lot of comments on my YouTube films, where I now have 1.5 million views, about people who are just lost, and they rely on me. They say, oh, my God, why aren't you making more films? I just get so giddy whenever I see you. I posted a new film. I can't wait to watch your new film. So, we're not alone, and there's others counting on us to do this work, Tony. I'm Mark the Arturian. We'll be right back on the Greatest Talk.
But there's a lot of people waiting. So while we sit here and wait, we can look at what failed and why it didn't work. Why didn't it work before? What about those 10,000?
I don't know.
Can
you?
We should try. That's why we're here.
Well,
we're here to enlighten the people
suppose.
As to the failed unit. They're failed. They're failed at tries. They're failed attempts. But you can learn from failure, right? We've learned that in life.
What else can you do? Yes, of course you do. That's the only purpose of. See, it's impossible to fail.
or make a mistake, just not learn from your errors or your misturns or your
If we can't contemplate that and quantify it, how can we learn from it if we don't know how we failed? If we only know that
then you'd have
succeeded.
To remember the times. Then you'd have to remember the other times and why you failed. And I don't know if that's part of the deal right now. I think it's more of a I think it's more of an intuitive, oh no, let me not do this. And how many times have you gone against what you thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't, and you were right. And so you should have gone with your first instinct, which is to go the opposite way. And so we're just relearning this time and time again. Wouldn't you say so, Tony?
Time and time again, time after time. If you call, I will catch you, will be waiting. Time
after time. Who sang that? That's a great song.
That's Cyndi Lauper, man.
Cyndi Lauper.
Kids nowadays will never know.
Oh,
the great
time
music
after time. Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They will never know the great music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They will never know. And the 80s, even though you were older in the 80s and I was very young in the 80s, but there was a lot of good stuff. Because everybody was coming into their own. The world was getting faster because of computers.
Yeah.
That was the last real time. That was the last time that anybody ever experienced the visceral experience of doing things, the visceral experience of living life, the visceral experience of going out and nobody knowing where you were, having no cell phone to call anybody, to go experience whatever you wanted to experience, to do whatever you wanted to do. And the 80s were pretty much the last decade where we were given free rein to be who we wanted to be and live the life we wanted to live. And now, in the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s, we live in a world where our experiences are shared for all. Our experiences are well known for all. We are connected with everyone. We are connected with people we've not known for years. We're connected with people. I'm connected with people from elementary school. I'm connected with people from middle school. I'm connected with people who I never ever thought in the history of my time that I would ever see them again. I would ever see them again. I would ever know them. I might see them at a reunion or something like that. But now, our actions are no longer our own because they are shared experiences with everybody. And since we share those experiences with everybody, we can share existence with everybody. But that is inherently a minefield. Because if you are in control of your own future and in the future of existence and eternity, and if your life is dictated through eternity forever, and you are going there forever in yourself, forever in the future of eternity, then you're connected with all these people. Before, you could wander through life and connect with 6 or 7 people that are your friends, and they'll be your friends, and they know. And so your life affects them, the 5 people. And that's pretty much all your life affects, and you move on, and you don't have that big of an impact. But now, we have a huge impact because the things we do affect other people. All the people you're friends with, all the people that have seen your Twitter posts, all the people who have seen Mark's videos. Back in the day, Mark could not reach millions and millions of people. That was not a possibility, but now he has an effect on those people. So when he changes, they change. When his life moves forward, their lives move forward. We affect the world around us in such a profound way that we do not understand. Yes, we are no longer able to live freely amongst anonymity. We are now living in an existence where we are part of a whole, of a collective. And so whatever our actions are, whether they be good or bad, have an effect on a lot more people. We have, you out there listening, have a huge effect on a massive number of people. You might not think it, but when you post something, maybe 20 people will see it okay on Facebook, 30 people, whatever. Those 30 people see it, and then they share it, or they think it, and they go on in their lives, and they affect all these other people, right? You have that effect. We have that effect. So not only are we creating the future of ourselves, we are creating the future of everybody around us, and they are creating the future of everybody around them, which means we have the power. Since we are the needle-pulling thread, we create our existence, and the future is in the past, and the past. So you can create your own past because you create your own future. And in the future, it goes backwards to the past, and the past relies on the far distant future, and so the past is created by the future which you create. You are in control of eternity. You are in control of destiny. You are in control of every single thing that happens and every single thing that everybody else experiences. And we share it together. So we are the needle-pulling thread. I am the needle-pulling thread. You are the needle-pulling thread. And your experiences are leading to my experiences, and my future and your future are very much connected. But also know that the future you make affects the past in which you exist. And the life in which you exist, you make it. You make the future. You make your past. You make your existence for all eternity. And when you die, and when time moves forward, and when things go backwards or forwards, it doesn't matter, because we are in control of everything, every single thing. And it's scary. It's a scary proposition, and some of us are not in the place we want to be. But don't worry, because one day you will be, and you'll be prepared. As you've listened to our show, the greatest talk show that will ever be, I'm Hollywood Tony P. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more on the Lost Worlds of Eternity. Mark will probably return. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Maybe his sunspot has affected the USS Arcturus. We will never know. 619-924-0815 is the number. Give us a ring. You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this. You wanna be tough, better do it. You can't slow beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Show up with the beat. Show up with my fucking soul. Just like the instrument matter. Who broke up right, just beat it.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. We're talking about the lost worlds of eternity, the failed prospects, and the future. How have you failed? I know in your life there's probably been things that you've passed up, you've not achieved, you've not, and you think it's not the right thing. It didn't happen. Something went wrong, but it didn't. Because we are as far forward as we've ever come. Yes, the future is there. It exists till the end of eternity. But you are here now, and you are the furthest we've gone. Your failed attempts have failed, and they're no good. But you can look at them and learn from them, and that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the lost worlds, the lost existences that have been created that didn't work. But you can learn from them. A lot of you know. When you experience something, when you live through something, when you something happened and you wish and you think it could have been different, okay? That is a real thing. That actually happened. That is a future. That actually happened. You lived that. That was there. It was a possibility. Every life and every choice and everything, there's millions of opportunities, millions of possibilities that could be, might have been, could have been. Well, those things actually did happen, but they didn't work. And you know they didn't work because you're here now where you are. But we can learn from them. I'm good at that. I'm good at regressing forward. That's what I call it. Regressing. I can see in my actions and my everything I do and all the actions I take. I can see all the way to the end of time and then back. Every second, I'm good at that. So I'm well aware of what should have happened, what could have happened, what might have happened, and it didn't happen. I'm not going to dismiss that. I'm going to learn from that. I'm going to know, okay, this didn't happen, this shouldn't happen, this could have happened. Why didn't it happen? It didn't happen because it shouldn't have happened. It didn't happen because it wasn't supposed to happen. Okay? But you can learn from that. We're here now, though. We are here now. We're living in this moment. We're doing what we are meant to do. We're living how we meant to live. You might not like it. It might not be great. But everything is about to change. None of this is about to matter. And you are important. Why? Because you found us and you're listening to us. And you understand and you know that things are about to change. And not just things for me or you. Everybody. The way you see things are about to fucking flip over on their ass. And everything you think you know will be tested. Everything you thought you've learned will be put to the test. Why? Because that's how things are. Life is ever changing. The future is ever changing. What happens after you finally shuffle off this mortal coil, like I said. I know that when I finally die on my deathbed, when I'm an old man and my consciousness goes back to my past self for the one final time that I live my life until I'm dead, that's when my journey begins. And I believe that because that is the next phase of my existence. And what am I going to do? I'm probably going to wander around for a couple hundred years destroying every fucking asshole who ever fucked with me. And I will make their lives miserable and I will find every demon and every asshole and every jerk off and I will destroy them over and over again. And I will wander for decades and hundreds of thousands of years until I've exacted my revenge on everybody who deserves it. And then what? Eternity is a long time. Eternity is ageless. Then you have to imagine, we're talking about the eternity of everything, of the universe, of every being, not just me, not just you. Would it surprise you to know that there are other beings out there right now living their lives oblivious to you? We are the number one morning show on Mars, but we're also the number one morning show a billion light years away. People actually listen and care, right? Or do they? They have their own worries and their own problems and their own things and their own hierarchies. I mean, you know, it's like Star Wars, Galactic Senate. It's like the Star Trek, the Federation. There's a lot of things going on out there that you don't know. Well, their futures are entwined with yours. Why? Because the end of everything is the end of everything for everyone. And that's not going to happen for a long time. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. And it sure as hell ain't going to happen in a million lifetimes from now. But one day, one long day in the escapes of eternity, there will come an end, a time when time itself reverses back in itself. Now, I don't plan to not be there. I plan to witness it. Not in this corporeal form, not in this being that I am, because that's silly. We are a shell that is slowly dying. As we live, as we exist, we are dying. All of you will die. All of us will die. We will all fade away to nothing. We are deteriorating beings who are a simple shell, and this is our experience on Earth. We're here to experience Earth. Next up, some other reality, some other existence, some other world, some other universe. I want to experience it all, and we will. Eternity is a long time. It's a long phase of existence. It's a long wandering of the universe. But we're all in this together. And we got to make the best of it, because the change is coming and things will change. Are you ready for it? That's the key. I mean, what have we learned from all our failed attempts for the lost worlds of eternity? What have we learned from all our past mistakes and the things that never were, that should have been, but weren't? Because you made a choice. Well, we learn from that. The only way we learn from that is if you look forward. If you think about the choice that you were going to make. Think about how it would have affected you in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, things like that. Do that. Look, yes, you're not supposed to dwell on things of the past and the mistakes you made, but you can learn a lot from the futures that those mistakes would have created. And you can adjust accordingly. And you can live your life adjusting accordingly. Because even though you made a mistake, or you didn't take a left turn when you should have taken a right, that right turn that you didn't take led to a whole bunch of possibilities. If you can regress forward and see where that would have taken you, just think about it. Think where that would have taken you. You know what that's going to give you? That's going to give you understanding. That's going to give you a knowledge of the future that you can manipulate and use for your own greedy, selfish gain. Because why not, right? I've seen a future. I've seen a vision of, I know a future that's going to happen. I know where I'm going to be, and I've seen it. So the question I ask myself is, the wall and the place I've seen, what should I put on that wall? Because I've seen it. It's yellow. But I don't remember seeing anything on it. That doesn't mean when I get there, I can't put something on it to tell my past self that maybe I should do this. Can I change my existence? Well, it's not going to change anything for me. It might. But can you? Can you change your own eternity? Can you change your own existence? What ramifications will that have? It's scary to think that we all have that power. But I know that it's something stupid that I'll put on there and that I'll see and that I should have known, and I'll get there and I'll be like, oh, I should have seen that, and I didn't. But it's subconscious in my mind, and it is affecting me. It is affecting me right now because I saw that vision. I don't know what was on that wall, but I guarantee you I'm going to put something on that wall. And I know it. I know it right now. There's something on that wall. There's something written on that wall. There's some message for my past self on that wall. I don't know what it is, but it was there, right? It was there, and it always will be there. What do I see? I don't know, but I know it's there because I will have put it there. And I will have subconsciously told my previous self what to do. And I know that I am living that, because somewhere I saw that image, I saw what it was, I saw the words that were supposed to be there, and it's somewhere in my brain. And so I know that I'm going to get there, and I'm going to heed my future warning. I don't know what it was, because I don't have that ability to find out what it was. We are getting a transmission from the USS Arcturus. We are back. Mark, how was your vacation?
Well, we just had to bounce above 18,000 miles above the planet and go to 19,000 and lost transmission, obviously. You know, then the phone had to recharge, and we're back. It looks pretty good up here, except there was a giant explosion in Yellowstone last night. Are you aware of this, Tony?
Yes, it's the first time in, like, a ton of years.
Yeah. And it blew, there's a little walkway, a little wood walkway that goes through this north valley, which blew apart. I mean, it was just blew up. And so they closed it. Now, is this a precursor? I don't know. There's nothing on the USGS map that shows a volcanic explosion. But times are changing, and there's a lot of shaking and rock and rolling going on.
Mark, do you agree that something is coming that is going to change everything?
Tony, that's what all my movies are about. Something is up, and you don't have, I mean, thank God there's no such thing as climate change. And thank God the polar ice caps aren't really melting, except that the North Pole is now a lake and Antarctica is now melting at extreme speeds. Do I say something's coming? No, I just remember that something's coming. I remember it, Tony. You've had the vision too, dude. You've seen it. It's almost upon us.
But see, I've seen the far future of the ramifications of the event. I've seen the aftermath, if it were. You know, the far distant aftermath.
Yes, and that scared the life into you, which caused you to get dedicated. That caused me, I saw it, and it caused me to dedicate my life to telling people about it. And you too. And we'll be back right after this on The Greatest Talk Show.
No, but it's very true, Mark. I saw where they were. It was the city was underwater, right? And the beach was up where it was, and the city was underwater.
Right.
And there were boardwalks all around, and people were selling souvenirs. People were selling, like, tchotchkes, and it's like if you go to Pisa in Italy. When you go to Pisa in Italy, you walk up, and there's a whole bunch of stands selling all these souvenirs of Pisa. Then you go up there, and you see the Leaning Tower and the Basilica and whatever else is there. But there's all these people selling all these souvenirs. And that's what I saw, is I saw the cities underwater. Not fully. The buildings were sticking out of the water. You know, the underground had become reefs, and there were
in Venice?
You know, there were ship as what?
In Venice?
No, this was New York.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying when I went to see Pisa, there was all these people selling souvenirs there about this place that is this ancient place. But in the water dream, it was the city was underwater, most of it. There were buildings sticking out, right? And there were boardwalks built on it. And there were underwater reefs that there were, you know, boats going out and people were, you know, it was a tourist attraction. It was a destination. Look at the city that's underwater now. This was the far, far future.
Right.
This wasn't the present. This was where it became a tourist thing, where it became, let's sell, you know, tchotchkes of this epic disaster, right? And so I don't know when that epic disaster happened, but I can guarantee you when it did or when it does, it wasn't pleasant. But the far future, it's a tourist destination, man. It's Pisa. It's Rome. It's, you know, let's go look at the Sistine Chapel. Well, the Michelangelo's been dead for hundreds of years, but let's admire his work. The fucking city's been underwater for hundreds of years, but let's check out the reef.
Sounds like
you know.
Well, it sounds like the submarine ride at Disneyland, really.
Exactly. That's it. That's exactly.
Right.
So I've seen that far in the future where it's
okay,
no longer.
Well, yes, yes, of course. I mean, the Water Dream is not that far in the future. To say that is that far in the future. The time is upon us. You know, Venice floods every single day. They have walkways there, and you got to wear boots. And it floods even over the wood walkways. Venice. You go to Venice, and you got to walk up. You can't walk up the streets. You got to walk up in these elevated walkways because Venice is fucking sinking. Now, there's another point, which is, I'm sorry, the water is rising over Venice. Venice is built on soft sod, which is sinking maybe, you know, an inch or two a year. But the water is rising much farther than that. And even in my first film pictures of Venice underwater are insane. Like, are you kidding me? Tony?
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it from
I'm
looking at it from 1,000 years from now. But that's just history.
Well, no,
something...
no, it's not more than because it happens in our lifetime, Tony. Otherwise,
yes,
it serves
does.
No purpose.
I'm just saying seeing it from the eyes of somebody 1,000 years from now. It happens in our lifetime.
Okay.
But I'm seeing it from a vision of somebody who thinks that, much like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, it is a tourist attraction. It's some place to visit, like Pompeii. The example of Pompeii, they excavated Pompeii. And you go visit Pompeii. You know what? That city was buried under a fucking volcano. That happened in those people's lifetime. But now I can go and visit and see the people and their pottery and their cities and shit that were how it was. And that's what I'm saying.
Wasn't that B.C.? Was that a couple of years B.C.?
I don't know when it was, but all I know is that now
you
can go you can walk around where all these people died and enjoy the tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Much like in 1,000 years from now, people will walk around New York City on the boardwalks on the underwater reefs of the city and think of it as a tourist attraction. Wow, this is amazing. Look at this city that's underwater. Let's take a like you said, a submarine and visit it, you know? That's what I so I look at that where I've seen that so far in the future that those people don't understand that the devastation happens close to us. And that we will experience it. And it's not a tourist attraction. It's a terrible, horrible, sad, miserable thing that happens that will change everything and everybody's perception of everything. But they all think it's a tourist attraction because I don't know when, Mark, when. Tell me, please.
Well, I thought you'd never ask. It happens within our lifetime. Otherwise, it serves no purpose for us being here and spreading the message unless it happens while we're here. Now, this is very exciting, Tony. Here on the greatest talk show, everyone alive currently on planet Earth will get to see, barring accident or injury, everyone currently alive in the sound of our voice will get to see what no human being has ever witnessed in history since the creation of the world, nor will ever happen again. And that is exciting. And I can't wait. And I would just wish it would hurry the fuck up. And happen.
Yeah, and but you know what? Since we are living through it, we got to make the best of it, man. I mean, that's... but we're
yes,
waiting.
Yes, of course, so, yeah.
make the listen. I had the dream of the like long ago. I was listening to Art Bell, and I was in California, and I had the dream of I was in California, and there was a flash in the distance, and then the water rose. It was bloody red water rose right. into my house, right. and it rose wow. up to my ankles, and I was.
Where
I
were
was
you
far,
in
I
like Venice or L.A.?
No, I was in L.A., but when I had the vision,
yeah.
I wasn't on the coast.
Yeah.
I was somewhere in the middle. I was probably in Colorado. But I saw the waters came in
yeah.
as far as
yeah.
that, and it was blood. The waters were turned to blood, and they rose up to my ankles, and I saw it in the distance. So everybody's had this water dream. We've all had it. There's a lot of people who dismiss
yes.
it. You've had it. Shosho's had
yes.
it. We've all had it.
Yes.
Why do the waters rise? Why do the waters rise, Mark?
Okay, I'm going to answer that because the Earth shifts and water follows gravity. So when the Earth shifts, water just goes along with gravity, and that's when the water comes in. And no, I was not in L.A. either when I got the water dream, which was all about L.A., or the West Coast. I think I might have been at the base of the San Francisco Bay Bridge, which is right out of San Andreas. I think I'm going to go now and watch Dwayne Johnson in San Andreas. I own the video. I went to go see that 5 times in the theater. So,
what?
No, you were in Gallup, New Mexico, and it doesn't matter where we are, but we all saw it as if it were in California, because that's where it fucking happened.
No, I
happened
saw it as if it was in New York, man. I saw it was on the East Coast.
New York?
Yes.
Wow, because I'm a West Coast guy, and I saw it coming in the Golden Gate Bridge, and it scared life into me. And I've never lost that vision. I've done every flipping movie I've ever done is about telling him, the water's coming, and it's a lot of water. It's Tony.
So
it's
why,
a lot of water. It's
water,
a lot of water.
Water
it's
rising.
A lot of
why,
water.
Why is it rising on the East Coast, too? That's the question.
No, it should be rising on the West and decreasing on the East, according
no,
to
it was,
group.
No, it was, dude, it was New York City and the
well,
sand.
Well,
so
maybe you wobble both ways. And then maybe it recedes. But if it comes in the west, it recedes out the east eventually. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, dude. All I know is that we know what we're doing, and we know what we're about, and we know why we're spreading the message, because it's coming in our lifetime. And
dun,
if
dun,
that's
dun.
Not true, if that's not true, Tony, I hang up my Mark Garitarian hat right now. This isn't going to happen while we're live, I hang it up right now, dude.
No, and so while we wait, like I was saying, while you were gone, we can look at all those failed places and those failed worlds that we've been and that could have been, and you can learn from that. You can regress forward and say, this could have happened, this could have happened, this could have, and look forward, and you can learn a lot about your present life. I want to end the show here at the half hour mark because I got to take a piss, and I don't know if we're gonna be able
okay,
to talk about
Tony,
much more.
Tony, it doesn't make any sense that was a previous time. If we had the water dream right now, that means that it happens in our lifetime
no,
right now.
About,
and
I'm
it,
not talking
and,
about the water dream. I'm
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
Every choice that you've made, whether you chose right or left, if you chose right, look at if you were going to choose left and see and try to imagine where that would have led you, what you would have done, where it would have gone, and you can learn from that. Just like if you were with this person or not, you went with this person, it didn't happen, but if you were, look at that. Look at what would have happened, look at where it would have gone.
Right.
You can learn things from those failed
no.
attempts.
Yes. I get you, and we'll pick it up with how flipping crazy Tony is actually being when we come back on the greatest talk show in Mark Garitarian.
Well, we're not going to come back. We're actually ending the show now.
Okay, good, Tony. No, it happened this time around, folks. I mean, I told you about the guy that emailed me from Sri Lanka and then sent me pictures of his family and said, Mark the Arcturian, how do I avoid this thing? And then all of a sudden his email stopped and there was tremendous flooding. And I don't know what happened to them, but it's happening now. And if you don't believe it, look at the Tumbalo Islands, the South Pacific Islands. And 2012 is happening in our neighborhood in exactly accordance with the prophecy. Tony, you're one of my biggest fans, and you know I spoke the truth in my first movie. That is what we talk about on The Greatest Talk Show. It's coming. It's here. It's now, folks. Good God, wake up and smell earth burning.
All right. Well, on that note, I think that we end the show. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week, probably with Show and a phone call. If not, me and Mark. So, Mark, why don't you take us out, and we'll end the show there.
I thought I just did, but that's okay. If anyone's listening.
Plug yourself.
If anyone's listening, follow the prophecy. Keep to the old ways, and the meek have already inherited the earth. For The Greatest Talk Show in Mark Arcturian.
I was expecting you to talk about your video on YouTube, actually. So.
Oh, you want me to talk about the Hawaiian Cross video?
No,
okay, that's
very interesting. Tell them where they can find you. You got to plug yourself, man. Give your Facebook.
Oh,
give your shit.
Oh, okay. Okay, my most recent film on a subject we talk about a lot on The Greatest Talk Show, the Hawaiian Cross Phenomena. Dun, 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 dun. And just go to YouTube, type in M-A-R-C space T-H-E space A-R-C as in Arcturian, mark the arc, and it will pop right up. That's how famous I am. 1.5 million views on YouTube. And Tony has 3 million. We're no pikers here. We've been at this a long time. We know what we're talking about, and it sounds crazy. Please prepare. Prepare. That's all. Follow the old ways. Follow the prophecy. And for The Greatest Talk Show, I'm Mark the Arcturian.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.